When you walk out of the doors of an Illinois prison, it does not mean you're done with the Department of Corrections. In fact, most people leaving prison in Illinois are still under some kind of supervision. They can be put on tight restrictions on when they can leave their homes and often have to wear electronic devices that track their location. This goal is to increase public safety and help people transition back home. But some state lawmakers don't think it's working and they're pushing to reduce electronic monitoring. WBEZ's Shannon Heffernan reports.
It was 2 a.m. and James Kilgore had a decision to make. His 95-year-old mom called and told him she was having chest pains.
She lived about a five-minute drive away from us, and she had already called 911. So my natural reaction would have been to go jump in the car and either go to where she lived or go to the hospital.
But there was a problem. Kilgore had gotten out of prison just a few months earlier, and he had to follow rules about when he could leave his house. An electronic monitor was strapped to his left ankle so officers would know when he left. He had an 800 number he could call to ask questions or deal with any emergencies. He says it took the operators 20 minutes to answer. They told him he couldn't leave until they heard directly from the parole agent, who wasn't readily available at 2 a.m. in the morning.
So I had to make a decision about whether I would go to the hospital and violate my rules of electronic monitoring and risk going back to prison, or whether I would stay at home and run the risk of the fact that maybe my mother would pass away from a heart attack.
Kilgore's partner went instead. He met up with both of them at the hospital in the morning. Kilgore says for most people, the bigger challenge is not emergencies. It's daily things, like trying to get an ID, sign up for health care, search for a job. And Kilgore says being on a monitor can make that hard, if not impossible.
I was put on electronic monitoring for a year when I came out of prison, and they started me off as only being allowed out of the house Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And they told me that they thought I should be able to take care of all my affairs during that time of the day, which was, of course, ridiculous because a lot of offices don't even open till 9 o'clock. So to insinuate that I could get all my business cleared up in those early morning hours was absurd.
Kilgore's now working on a campaign to pass a bill in Illinois that would eliminate the use of electronic monitoring for most people leaving prison here. And it's getting support from a number of community organizations and lawmakers. According to the Illinois Department of Corrections, there are currently 2,800 people on some kind of monitor under the department. During committee hearings on the bill, there were stories about people who struggled to return to daily life while on the monitor. A lawyer told a story about a man who was 4 hours late to his first day on a new job because it took that long for someone to pick up the 800 number and give him permission to leave his house. But during the committee hearings, there was also testimony from Jason Sweat.
This is Jason Sweat with the Prisoner Review Board. So the board is still opposed.
The Prisoner Review Board makes decisions about the rules someone has to follow when they are released. The bill allows the board to still put a monitor on some people, like people who qualify as sexual predators. But Sweat expressed concern that other crimes weren't included. He worried about people who'd been in prison on certain stalking crimes, for example.
They have demonstrated that they are dangerous to other people, that they do not have regard for simple orders, and that is why monitoring on those individuals is necessary in the eyes of the board.
Despite his opposition to the bill, Sweat says he is very sympathetic to the problems that people pointed out during their testimony, like trouble getting enough time out of the house to work. But he says the bill to eliminate electronic monitoring won't actually eliminate those issues. People could still have restrictions on when they can leave their homes. The bill would just change how the state monitors compliance with those restrictions. He says the state is trying to address the issues they've heard about during hearings on the bill by creating policies to give people more freedom of movement.
We think that's a reasonable way to handle this issue.
Essentially, the argument he's making is, yeah, there's problems and we need to fix them, but that doesn't mean we have to end electronic monitoring altogether. But James Kilgore says there is something fundamentally wrong with the monitors, something that can't just be reformed. He says the monitors turn the community into a kind of prison. And no matter what, that makes returning to society harder, right when people need support getting on their feet.
Why don't we emphasize giving them access to opportunities instead of putting them on a device which furthers their incarceration and makes it much less likely that they're going to be able to access anything that's going to take them forward?
The bill to largely eliminate electronic monitoring for people leaving prison has already passed the House and is now in the Senate. Shannon Heffernan, WBEZ News.